Wynnriver.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Guess what day it is?
It is. And we know it. Guess what day it is? It's Bob's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bad Bob.
Happy birthday
to you. You can see what happens.
And many more.
Is there any way that we both would sing on key?
Is there any way we can embarrass you anymore? Except to say,
where were you born? Tell us a little bit about what you know about your birth.
Is there somebody on the line?
Yes, I need to attend to the job. I'm actually a Reading native, Mercy Hospital.
Mercy
really?
Hospital, one of the very few in this area. Born and bred here, married.
We don't know if he was bred here.
I'm not sure. You're right. We don't know if he was bred here. But we know he was born here. So
he was born here.
And so Bad Bob Belongi is on there. And you know what? You've been with us from the very beginning, Bob.
Bob is a very loyal guy.
And we love you.
And for him to put up with us every day.
Put up with
hey,
us.
Hey, let's go to the phones.
That's
you know, we've got a lot we cover here in the morning.
Thousand
a lot
things
of things to
happen.
Talk about. Of course, this is the day of infamy. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
On many occasions.
You're connecting the dots now.
But, Nick, let's go to the phones. You're live. How are you, Nick? What's going on?
I am absolutely terrific. I'm sorry to break up your birthday party.
That's
I didn't
okay.
expect it. But I wanted to talk to you before I go to work. Hey, I Googled North Dakota Pipeline, and I saw a video of them shooting those Indians with water cannons in the middle of the night at sub-zero temperature. But what really caught my eye was the guys with the gas mask. They had a fire extinguisher size mace container, and they were spraying those Indians right straight in the face with that mace. It looked like they were trying to drown them.
Wow.
And then I recalled down here in Davis when they were spraying those kids in the face that were protesting, the kids on the ground spraying them, and over in Arcata when they took Q-tips and put pepper spray on the Q-tips and rubbed it under their eyes. Do you recall that?
You know, the one in Davis I do, and I do kind of remember that, though.
Here's what I want to point out to you. Earl Allen Boyk here in Reading, on his patrol to keep his neighborhood safe, and he's done tons of good stuff here.
Uh-huh.
He stopped a guy from being too aggressive with him by spraying a little pepper spray towards the guy, not in his face where he could have, and some of it drifted into his shirt, and they have charged him. They found him guilty of a felony, and the probation department wants to give him 180 days.
In jail?
In jail, plus probation. And I think this is absolutely ridiculous. Is there some place we could call and protest that? Oh, I mean, all Al was doing was the police job.
Well, and I understand that. And they, I think at this point, his a jury of his peers found him guilty.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, but you know what?
And if you do so, okay, but here's my thought on this, Nick. First of all, I don't think it should have ever gone to trial. It's kind of like Dolores Lucero should have never gone to trial, but it did. It spends, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and all this. Now, but I understand is that he had an opportunity not to, you know, he could have pled out. But he said, wait a minute, I'm innocent. So the trial, you know, it went to trial, and a jury of his peers found him guilty. Now, at that point, the judge could have said, all right, you're guilty. I'm going to suspend the fine. If it happens again, I'm going to, you know, you're on, you know, on a probation in the sense of you get any more trouble, boom, you're going to go to jail. That's what I think should have happened.
Well, you know, he hasn't been sentenced yet.
Well, you know, and they may not. You know, just because, you know, when they say 180 days in jail, he's not going to spend a day in jail, frankly.
Well, he's facing up to 3 years. The probation department is recommending that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something
that, See, that to me is utterly ridiculous, except for the fact I don't know the whole story in the sense of what's going on at the probation department. Is he going in there and say, look, I did nothing wrong, and they're asking him, well, would you do this again? Well, yeah, because the guy was wrong. You know, but then I don't know if that's being said. On the other hand, he was you know what? He found guilty. You know, should have gone to trial. I don't believe it should have ever gone to trial. And I think, right, you know, I think the judge ought to just suspend everything on the premises that he stays out of trouble for the next 2 years.
Well, if I had to stand up and pick one of the four instances on who was representing me, I would pick Big Al way over any of those bully police that are dressed up like UN police and bullying people.
Well, if I tell you what, spraying people in the middle of a 32-degree weather there, if not colder, with water, the pepper spray, people,
that?
You know, yeah, I mean, I saw the water, I didn't see the pepper spray, but it doesn't surprise me. Anyway.
One other point I want to bring up. I just read in today's paper where the county has $220 million worth of unfunded health liabilities. I wonder what their CalPER liability is.
I don't know.
Hey, I hope you have a great day, and thank you for having me on.
You bet, Nick.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you. You are my sunshine.
My yeah, well, I got but
you
this is risk.
Sunshine.
Yeah, that's it. Risk cutter here. Okay.
Risk cutter. Hey, welcome back to our show. It was Nick, and it's 7:12 in the morning. And Carlin, you wanted to talk about a few things. You come in every day on your yellow pad, and you
my yellow pad here. Okay, you know the thing, and we're getting ready to take a break here in a couple minutes. But today is Pearl Harbor Day, and this is something that I think it's significant in the history of our United States. I'm not sure how much more I don't know how much they teach this in school. It's significant for a number of reasons. 75 years ago today, the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. Killed over 1,500 people. And the
75 years ago.
75 years ago today, over 1,500 Americans were killed in the attack there. And it has been categorized as a sneak attack, a day of infamy. And it began World War II. It entered the United States entered World War II. We were woefully unprepared for this war, as far as personnel and equipment. But due to the ability of the American people and the industrial might we had, factories that were making cars began making tanks. Typewriter companies were making rifles. Planes were made. Thousands of planes? Hundreds of thousands of planes. Thousands of ships. They would turn a ship out every week of the transport ships. Every week, another ship would come out of our shipyards. And not only did our fighting ability in this war with Germany and Japan and Italy, it was our industrial might. And then after that, we literally destroyed Japan's economy, their infrastructure, their government, and killed a lot of their people. It was devastated. The land was devastated, as was Germany. And what did we do after that? We went in and we rebuilt that country of Japan. We rebuilt them, and they became one of our strongest allies. And now here we are, 75 years later, and we, like I said, rebuilding that country, and the, of course, the greatest generation rebuilt the world, and did a, you know, and did such a wonderful job. But here we are today, and the announcement was made was that Japan is investing $50 billion into our country. And the tech and other things, $50 billion. One company in Japan is doing that. And if you think about it, how the circle, you know, how we go in the circle here, how, you know, from the war 75 years ago to the announcement yesterday of $50 billion being invested. So.
And there's other things. I know we're going to have to take a break. But yeah. Along with that, Carl, this is something that really gets to me. I hope I can get through it. Some of the events that are going to be happening today with the ceremonies will be private, including one of the most poignant. At 4 p.m., the remains of two Arizona crewmen who served the attack will be interred in the wreckage of their former ship. John Anderson, who died in November 2015, and Clarendon Hetrick, who died in April, will be recognized for their services in a ceremony above the USS Arizona Memorial. Divers will take their cremated remains beneath the water surface and place them inside the barbette, the protective circular armor support of gun turret 4.
Wow. Okay, now before we take our break, here's something I think is very, very important. You can adopt a veteran out there at the Reading Veterans Home, and you have World War II veterans out there. Just go down to the home, pick a star off the adopt a veteran tree in the front lobby. And then you drop off your new wrapped and securely tagged gift between December 15th and the 22nd. They're also having a resident holiday open house December 12th or December 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. Come help the residents celebrate the holidays with family and friends. Host a party table for the resident neighborhood's sweet, savory, or beverage table. Contact Jackie Cushman at 224-3828. Okay? But the other one, adopt a veteran, I think is a great, great, great idea. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. Yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, a famous speech, iconic speech for this day. And again, 75 years later, strong allies, both Germany and Japan, of two countries that we, I mean, literally destroyed. But, there's no remorse on my heart for that. I mean, the war was started. When you ask what does war do for you? Well, it ends Nazi concentration camps. It ended Japan's plans on taking over the world on the Asian side of the world. Hey, but you know what? Let's talk about something like
we never
the
did
weather.
The weather. About the weather. The weather. How about the weather? 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Up until 9 o'clock, freeze warning. Today calls for a 20% chance of rain with our highs of 47 tonight, low of 37.
And
my dad said, make sure you pull it, you cover up your lemon trees.
He keeps saying that.
Thursday, 80% chance of rain with our highs of 49. Then we go down with about a 76% chance of rain on Thursday night with 44. Friday calls for rain again with our highs of 53. Saturday, 40% chance of rain with their highs of 55. And Sunday, a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 52. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. We love these guys.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the phones. Kay. Hello, Kay. You're on live.
Kay, you're still on live.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
You're here.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hi. Whoops.
Anytime.
Yeah. I had my radio on and I was listening to it rather because I couldn't hear anything on the line.
Nikki.
Well, good morning.
Good morning,
Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
Good to hear both of you.
Thank you.
It's good to be heard.
And I agree 100% with what Nick was saying about Earl.
Uh huh.
And
I was really surprised he was found guilty from what I read in the paper, but then I wasn't there at the trial, so.
Well, yes. There's a lot of questions. I ended up not being able to be at the trial, and I have observed some with the courts in Shasta County, whether it's civil or criminal, the plaintiff is an angel. The plaintiff is perfect. And I'm sorry, but just because somebody is a plaintiff does not mean they need to be examined too, I think.
Well, I think that was done. I think they brought out the fact that the guy had DUIs and been in jail and all this. I'm not sure if they brought out that part, if they were going to let him.
Well, he had two felony DUIs.
Yeah, and the people should know that, and people should understand that. But again, he said that he sprayed it in his general direction, and somehow the jury then took that as a felony assault and found him guilty. And but, you know, here's the thing: I don't think one it should have ever gone to trial, and I hope that the judge uses some common sense here, and I'm sure he or she will, and say, look, is this man really a threat to the community? And if I don't believe he really is, so here I'm going to give you 180 days suspended. See, he's already got a felony conviction now,
right? And then, right. He's
and
a
then
criminal.
If you stay out of trouble for the next 3 years, I'm going to expunge that. If you got to stay out of trouble for the next 3 years, and I'll expunge that, and you're no longer, no longer a felon.
Well, my, I wrote a letter in support of him, and my suggestion was that he have the training from the guardian angels, that they suspend the case. He have a trial. He has the training from the guardian angels, which is nonviolent, which is not the way we were raised. And Alan was in the we knew him as Alan when he was growing up. He was Alan. He's Earl Alan.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line: is that people believe that they have to do this because the police will not respond. Police
right.
will not respond because there's not enough of them. If you call them on something like, oh, there's somebody speeding down my street, they're not going to come out for that. So what you have now is you have the guardians of the neighborhoods, and they're stepping up and doing this. But
right.
let's look at the root cause of this. The root cause of this is the City Council of Redding. The City Council of Redding and the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. There's the root cause. They haven't figured out how to keep our streets safe. So what's happening is people are standing up. People are hearing things. So he took action. Now, the action he took, I wasn't there, and I'm not going to say anything about
right.
it. And again, I hope that the judge gives him a suspended sentence, tells him stay out of trouble, and your record's expunged. They can do that.
Well, basically, it's a he said, he said.
I know, but... It looks like he said, or the prosecutor was better than the defense lawyer because the jury believed the prosecutor. And I tell you what, Earl Allen doesn't help himself sometimes.
No, but I mean he's a good guy. He has a great heart.
I understand.
And he served our country, and I think he saw some things that really hurt him.
Well,
because he was a different person when he was a kid.
Well, I tell you what, I hope that the judge takes all that into account, and then, like I said, he never spends a day in jail, which I wouldn't think he would anyway, but he gets his felony conviction expunged. Is it a felony conviction?
Yes.
And I hope he gets it expunged off his record so he can vote again and he can own guns.
But that still means that he's guilty. I mean,
a lot of people don't want
expunges if they're not guilty.
He's guilty. You know what? Whether he believes it or not, he's guilty.
Yeah.
Because that's what the trial says. Now, he can appeal it.
Right. I think it should be appealed.
Well, that's
but
up to him.
There's more money.
Yeah, much more money. Okay, Kay, I've got to run.
Okay. Well, thank you so much and have a great day.
You too. Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much.
Okay. And this at the same time, as Jarhead pointed out in the chat room, that it is now legal to rape an unconscious woman, and that's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Where have the priorities skewed?
But this guy sprays a little pepper spray near the whiner, and he gets a felony conviction. You know what?
Is that a skewed priority?
There's something wrong in California. And the other thing, too, is the first thing I would have done is said that, you know what? He should never. He should. Okay, you've been found guilty. I'm going to put you on probation for 2 years. And if you stay out of trouble for 2 years, there's going to be no felony on your record. There you go. This is ridiculous because you're right. Because now they're changing rape and how about this assault on a police officer with a dangerous weapon to a misdemeanor. This is so stupid. Okay,
I need to change the subject.
Okay, change the
okay.
subject.
So you know how you have some people who are – you would just never think that things would fall out of their mouth. Now we're starting to fall out of their mouth regarding Trump. So Barry Diller – who is Barry Diller? Well, he's IAC and Expedia chairman, former Fox chairman, former Paramount Pictures chairman, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, he's a guy that's high up there. He said a Donald Trump administration is kind of like a grand experiment. Every day we see things we've never seen before. Fast money. He was telling giving an interview on CNBC. While he remains skeptical of Trump, Chairman Diller of IAC said he's interested to see what this development will bring. Look, 50% of the country wanted things to continue as they were. 50% want to change. The 50% that want to change has gotten a chance for it. As far as I'm concerned, bring it on, he said. Diller said it appears that the president-elect will bring about almost undiluted change. One of the changes the United States will see in Trump is a better negotiation than someone who has been trained in government.
Of course.
Amen, sister. really good across the table and not manhandle people or do one-off things that just sound good. So I think real, I would almost say shrewd.
The man's not
businessmen.
The man's not stupid.
Business people.
Yeah.
Who and you know, I don't know if you've dealt with anybody, but doing movies, seeing show business, seeing corporations take over family-run companies, it gets down to shrewd. It's shrewd. And people, you know, things don't – so it becomes numbers. They're number crunchers. So anyway, so that's very interesting. I think we're going to see a lot of that.
I thought that was great. Now, speaking of number crunching, let's talk about – okay, this is one of the best deals we've talked about, you know, in a while. Okay, Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks. Now, we have the package that we're going to tell you about. Delivered to us. And we just pulled it out last night. And I tell you what, the quality of the meat from Omaha Steaks is undeniable. And you're looking for a gift. Right now, if you go to Omaha Steaks, and for $49.99, okay, I'm going to say that again, $49.99, you can get the family gift pack that they sent us. That's 77% off their cost. And we have it, and it is absolutely delicious.
I wonder how they do that.
But you have to use a code. What's the code? CL. Carl Linda. CL is the code. If you go to Omaha Steaks, they'll say, what's the code? And it will knock off 77% of the price. Let me tell you what you get in this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausage, plus 4 more additional ones free, 4 burgers, 12-ounce pack of meatballs, potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak simmering or as
great for
seasoning
the holidays.
Packet.
Have people visiting. You can pull them out.
You can have this and have a meal. You're going to have a great meal, a couple meals off this. And again, you can only get it from Omaha Steaks, but you've got to enter the code CL in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. Look, we've used it. It's great. It comes delivered to your house. Think about a present for somebody, and you say, well, gosh, you know, what can I get them? You know what? They've got everything. Do they like meat? Do they like quality seasoned meat? Omaha Steaks. We're going to use it. We're sending it out. I hope she's not listening, but my sister's going to get one of these. My sister's going to get one of these, and maybe the kids, too. We'll just throw them, you know, we just throw raw meat to the boys anyway. But omahasteaks.com. Go up in the search bar and enter the code CL and then add the family gift pack. There you go. We're going to be right back with Megan Barth.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
That mic's... Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios, and we are so happy to be here this morning. Welcome to our fabulous producer and director and general manager and the woman in charge of what we just saw was an incredible cascade Christmas. Jana Laird is here with us this morning. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got to turn the mic on. Poor Bob's got. He's Mr. Operator.
We have Megan on the line.
Okay,
so
Jana,
bless her heart for calling us back.
Okay, so there's Jana, and then we're going to be talking a little bit about Cascade Christmas, but first we're taking our call from
Megan Barth. Megan, good morning.
Well, good morning. I heard you had the wrong number. I was wondering why my phone wasn't ringing, so I'm glad I called you.
I got the one from your publicity firm here, and so we called it, and I said, okay, well, let's just call it again just to make sure that we dialed it right. And
the other is going to be fired tomorrow.
Okay, good for you. Okay, Megan Barth, who is going to talk to us, and you're the founder of an organization, Reagan Baby. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's not an organization. What it is just it's my website where I feature my writing as well as others who write for me and contribute.
Okay.
What I promise at ReaganBaby.com is the truth. And the reason why I founded ReaganBaby.com was because I wasn't seeing the truth in the headlines.
Okay.
And I was inspired by Andrew Breitbart. I actually worked with him on a couple projects. And, of course, I was also inspired by Ronald Reagan. To put the website together in order to get the truth out there so we could have knowledge when we form our opinion. You know, I was kind of proven right, and not to pat myself on the back, but when WikiLeaks came forward and showed us that the press was literally colluding with not only the Hillary Clinton campaign, but the DNC in general, and they would have Hillary or others within the DNC veto their stories or help craft their stories with narratives, I just knew it because we just simply weren't seeing the truth from the press for a very long time because of the institutional bias.
Well, I think a lot of people have lost their trust in the press, all the polls you see. And I think the press needs to take a good look. I think they're maybe, hopefully, you know, New York Times said they were. I don't know if they've changed or not, but they said, you know, we've lost touch with, you know, with our readership. You know, we're coming up with our editorials by just talking to each other, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, the echo chamber that they've created within their elite groups is losing them money. However, I do think that the New York Times did get an increase in subscribers simply because of their anti-Trump stance. But it doesn't seem to me like they have learned. It seems like they're doubling down on stupid, which is what the DNC is doing by reelecting Nancy Pelosi and then having, deep consideration for an anti-Semite to lead their party at the national level. So you see the press talking about fake news now. The very press that was found to be colluding with a political party is calling everybody else fake news. I broke a story last Thursday, and it's still ongoing, and it's about to get national attention about voter fraud. But yet when I look at the headlines yesterday, everyone's saying that Donald Trump is lying about it. And this comes from the New York Times and other alphabet media sources. And for us to deny that voter fraud exists, we will continue to lose elections like we did here in Nevada. Trump only lost by 26,000 votes in Nevada. We got our clocks cleaned as Republicans in Nevada, but not by a lot. And so these numbers caused a great amount of suspicion. And we had a candidate come forward to me and divulge a ton of evidence, which was collected by the FBI on Friday.
Okay. Now, the reason, and you're right, there are so many things here. Megan, we could go on for like all day. But one of the things we wanted to talk about was, since Trump's come in, already there's been changes in business. The carrier deal, Apple deal, and then today, or yesterday, the Japanese announced they're going to invest $50 billion in the United States.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the big announcement's coming out today on December 7th. After, you know, December 7th and the war beginning, and then how it's come full circle. The Japanese are investing $50 billion.
Yeah, it's crazy that today is the 75th anniversary of World War II, and both my grandfathers fought in that war. Yet we have a Japanese, one of the wealthiest businessmen, invest right in our country, $50 billion, 50,000 jobs, another 1,100 jobs saved by Donald Trump with Carrier through tax incentives that I'm sure that Mike Pence played a significant role as well as governor of Indiana. And then we have Kentucky, where Ford Motor Plant decided not to move their SUV Buick down to Mexico and keep it in Kentucky, which is another 1,000 jobs. And we also have Apple talking about manufacturing product in the U.S. Imagine that. So what happens, and what people, especially on the left, don't understand about supply-side economics is when the government moves, businesses react. And businesses will react either for the American people or against the American people. And when the government is acting against the American people and against corporations, you know, unfortunately, the corporations have to make decisions based on their own bottom line and the regulations that are associated, with government intervention. So what we see now is we see a resurgence of not only consumer confidence when you look at the market, but you see corporate confidence. Because they are going to have repatriation at only 10% instead of like 30%, close to 30%. We have a restructuring of the overall tax code for corporations, making them competitive at 15%. And so businesses are rejoicing. I haven't met many businessmen in my life, and I've been in the business world for my entire adult life, and I know plenty that work in it, whether it's finance or manufacturing. And I actually worked in manufacturing for 20 years. I saw when NAFTA was passed, I was a little bit young, but I saw what it did to manufacturing when I got into my career, how more and more large businesses were moving to maquiladoras in Mexico, with a lot of unintended consequences and misunderstood consequences. It was actually sometimes more expensive to manufacture in Mexico than it was here. Because there happens to be high turnover
and for training and retainment.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's other factors that go into that, too. But
hey, Megan,
what we are seeing is a resurgence in America first and America made.
I think so. Hey, our guest is Megan Barth. And Megan, how do they get a hold of your how do they go to and get to your site?
I just type in ReaganBaby.com. It's just spelled like Ronald Reagan, so Reagan, ReaganBaby.com. Or they can follow me on social media on Facebook or on Twitter at Reagan_baby.
Okay. Hey, we've been with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com and a nationally recognized political commentator and woman's advocate. You know what, Megan, let me know what we are, you know, we're really got a lot of things going on today. Please let us call you back and we'll set it up to your guys and get a right number this time. And I want to keep you, I'll stay on for a long time because I want to get into the women's side of this too, if we could do that.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that. I'm so sorry you had the wrong number. I'll make sure that my agent knows that.
Okay. Thank you so much,
okay.
Megan. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, look, we've got, of course, Jenna
Laird.
Santa Laird from Cascade Theater. It's going to be great to catch up on what happened with...
We're going to take a quick break.
Right. What happened with Cascade Christmas was a fantastic year, but it's always outdoes itself. And so we're going to talk about the end of the year lineup for Christmas specials, what's happening at the Cascade, the future of the Cascade. And, Jana, we're happy to have you with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being patient and dealing with all the
we'll be right
craziness.
Back. 39 degrees going up to 47 today.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-123.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, we're here with the producer,
fabulous.
Director, general manager, the heart.
The heart.
The heart of the Cascade Theater.
Good morning, Jana Laird. Good morning.
There's more to that. There's Jana
so
Laird. What?
Oh, I go by Jana Pulcini Laird.
Pulcini
for stage.
Yeah.
I've always kept Pulcini for stage.
Pulcini.
Yeah. Pulcini.
Are you going to be doing any roles next year where you're actually acting in?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, I still have babies.
You still have babies. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is our baby,
Rock of
and
Ages.
I understand the whole...
I don't know.
You got a part there.
I might dance my way on stage to Rock of Ages.
Right.
How can you not?
Cascade,
you, not?
You just had a fabulous,
Cascade.
Fabulous Cascade Christmas.
And different.
It was
a different twist
now,
this year.
It was different. And we... And, okay. You know that you reached the people when here you are sitting with a group of people that have seen it, and some people haven't, and people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually Cascade Christmas is Cascade Christmas. It's always lovely. It's always
it's
really
different,
nice.
Different, though. Every time it's a different
script. But it's different. But this one was more different. It told a story, and mm-hmm. you had to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, I mean, it wasn't like rocket science, but it's you watched what was going on, but you had people talking about it afterwards,
right? At dinner parties
and
later,
at dinner parties
a week later,
it was true at a dinner party yeah. we had Sunday. People were talking about
right.
it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's theater for you.
It's nice to know that people. That's what we always aim. We aim to make sure that everyone takes away a little bit of something from it, something different, something that. That you liked, and something that makes you think, and something that makes you feel something.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what.
You did do that. Thank
you.
That second act, now the first act was really good, of course, but that second act was a barn burner. I mean, my feet are tapping. I grabbed a little girl in front of me. We're dancing out in the aisle. Okay, it wasn't like that. But jingle ladies.
The jingle ladies.
Oh, my gosh. And then the dancing Santa.
Oh, the ballet scene at the nativity. That was so beautiful.
And you always have the nativity there, which reminds people mm-hmm. everything else is all us, but why
Christ
are we
and Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas? That's right.
Yeah, you know, we have a checklist for the show. Does it have something whimsical? Does it have something for children, something for adults? Is it, you know, where does the nativity fit in? You know, we do have a checklist of things that we make sure that every show has, so...
Okay.
Coming up,
that's
Christmas.
Gone.
Let's talk about Christmas.
It's done.
That's over.
We're sleeping
okay.
now.
Let's talk about this. No, you're not.
No, I'm not sleeping.
Very
no, you probably are. You know.
So we have some a wonderful lineup coming here for special Christmas shows.
Yes.
Starting with, of course, December 11th is Jake Shimabukuro.
Shimabukuro.
Shimabukuro. Okay.
Yes.
And he is like a famous
ukulele wizard.
Ukulele, like in the world of, oh my goodness.
He is phenomenal. He really is incredible. And if you go to our Facebook page, Jake was so sweet and he did a personal message to all the patrons who are attending his show. So you can go to our Facebook page, Cascade Theater. And we've had him before and he is really incredible. I mean, such a true talent and such a great performer.
I've heard nothing but just great things. And he's like a rock star in his own field and he travels internationally.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's got quite the following. Then, coming up December 13th, Aaron Neville.
Oh, Aaron Neville. You got to love his
voice.
What
a voice. Is it Aaron? I think I've seen him at the Cascade probably 4 or 5 years ago.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, of course, he's just probably has some of his brothers with him.
I think it's just him. He's doing a holiday showcase.
Right, but yeah. I mean, I think there are a couple players that in his band.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's not like
yeah.
the Neville brothers, but they.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's
so Aaron
phenomenal.
Neville, yes. I mean, he is one of those.
The golden voice.
Golden voices, yes.
Now, It's a Wonderful Life, December 16th. This is where you can go see It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen.
Yes. So at 6 p.m., the doors open, and we have a pre-show party with themed drinks. Christmas sweaters are encouraged because there'll be a contest afterwards.
Fun.
We have some entertainment pre-show up on stage, and Santa Mrs. Claus will be there. And then we start the classic black and white film.
What's that day fall on? December 16th.
It is on a Friday.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, that's coming up. That's great. Okay.
Who doesn't like this movie?
And it starts at 6, and you have – okay, so what is that? What is the price for that night?
The tickets are $15.
Gosh, what a great date night, fun family night.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
For the whole family.
And this is a great story about this wasn't intended as a Christmas movie.
No.
Yeah, and you read the whole thing, they thought it was, you know, the people – when it came out, didn't like it that much.
It was very dark.
It was
a period of time.
It was dark. And then from what I understand, it went out there, and so it became in public, so
on
the public
television,
so public could it had no copyright, whatever you call that, but they started playing it on TV, and as soon as they did, it just exploded.
Right, when they needed to fill time, they needed to fill time.
Quite the sleeper. By the way, these Cascade movie presentations. Brenda and I went to see Frankenstein back at Halloween,
wasn't that fun?
And it was a great party. Everybody was just having a blast. Pat Karch and the band were there, and it was a great theme party with some good munchies and just great stuff to see. So this ought to be even better.
Oh, fun. Ooh. December 16th, it's Wonderful Life. Okay, we're going to get tickets for that, Carl. Okay, Celtic Christmas, that's always fabulous, too. December 21st.
Yes, and Enjoy Magazine just did a beautiful feature in their December issue about it. Celtic Christmas is always a community favorite, so we're honored to have them back again this year, and they're so heartfelt in all their entire performance. They're just
great.
They're great storytellers and really engaging. It's really beautiful music.
You keep luring
music.
Me back there.
I
Jenna.
Do.
You
know what? It's my job.
And you're doing a great job because you know me. But all of a sudden, I'm there this month. I'm there last month. Oh, gosh, I'm there every month now. What's going on here?
And, of course, in January, we have the famous Mama Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, Vicki Lawrence. Yes. She is going to be hilarious. We've never had her before, so we're really excited to have her come, and she's one of those classic comedians. Mama.
And, I had a friend that used to dress up for Mama Halloween.
She was also an accomplished singer. And I'm not sure if she's the one that did the night the lights went out in Georgia. Was that her?
No,
okay, never mind. Okay, but she did other
oh,
stuff.
Oh, she may have. Let me look.
Anyway,
look it
but
up.
She did. But she did other things, and so she was a singer too, besides being a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. All right.
We also have a couple community events happening at the Cascade Theater. We have Sleeping Beauty, which is the Reading Dance Center's performance, coming up this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And Risen King is actually having their Christmas Eve service, which is entirely free to attend. And
imagine that, a Christmas service that's free to attend.
I know. Well, I guess what I'm saying is it's not just for members of their church.
Right.
They're
Everybody
opening up to the entire community. Yes.
Well, that's cool.
And they offer free childcare.
Oh, my gosh.
I can verify Carl's memory that was, in fact, her one hit.
Yeah, she did. I was just looking it up.
That was her big
that's
song.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Yeah. 1973. Okay, I got to say Reba McEntire recorded it for her album For My Broken Heart again. But anyway,
the reason is because I am just a day or two older than the rest of you.
Well, I know, but it was a good tune. It was a really good tune. Okay, go ahead.
The last community event we have going on is the North State Symphony Holiday Concert.
Ooh.
And when's that going to be?
That is on December 18th.
Okay.
I know.
Aisle
jam-packed.
Aisle seat.
Well, we are going to go to December. We are going to definitely commit to A Wonderful Life and maybe the Celtic Christmas.
Well, we can Celtic Christmas for sure.
Yeah. Wonderful Life. Wouldn't you like to see it on the big screen?
Oh. And, going into next year, continuing with our film series, we are offering the classic Gone with the Wind. For Valentine's Day. It's on February 12th. So it's a perfect Valentine's Day event.
February 12th.
It is a four-hour movie, so it starts at 2. But the great thing about it is that during the intermission, you can get a lunch box to bring back into the theater and you can eat and watch the movie.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay,
frankly, my dear, I do give a damn.
Yes, count me in.
I know, because this is one of her favorite
Count
movies.
Us in.
We have it DVR'd.
Yes, we do.
And
you should double date. Break another group.
Yes. My folks will be married 64 or either 64 or 65 years.
Scarlett. Wow.
And they were married on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
So this would be great to have. My mother would love
another
it.
Day.
Yes.
You know what? You think about this, that 1939, we've got a few more minutes, so I won't go. 1939 movies was a huge year.
A huge year
back then. You know, they had so many great movies came out that one year.
Right.
Anyway, okay, what else we got
closing
going?
Closing thoughts that you have, Jana, because we have just a few minutes left, and we know that we love having you here.
Because Carl screwed up the day.
It's 2016, and, we love what's happening over at the Cascade Theater.
You know what? This is the first year the Cascade participated in Giving Tuesday event, and it was great, and it was so rewarding to see all the nonprofits that were donated to. And I just want to thank everyone. And you know, Cascade Theater is a nonprofit organization, and if you're looking for those end of year donations to help you out on your taxes, Cascade Theater, your money goes a very long way, and it's helps sustain the arts for future generations and keep our lovely gem alive and thriving in downtown.
How do they passion. How do they do that, Cascade?
You can go to cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877, the box office, and they'll be happy to process anything for you.
Great.
Well, kudos to another wonderful year of Cascade Christmas and helping the North State bring in this phenomenal, like, season spirit. We love you, Jana, and everybody over at the Cascade. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The selection was announced this morning on NBC's Today Show. The Manhattan real estate magnate went from fiery underdog to win the White House over Democrat Hillary Clinton. President-elect Trump, meanwhile, says Mitt Romney is still in the running to become Secretary of State. As for why he hasn't selected Romney yet, he was asked a tough question on NBC's Today Show.
No, it's not about revenge. It's about what's good for the country. And I'm able to put this stuff behind us.
Trump says he is sincere in considering Romney for Secretary of State, along with many other qualified candidates as well. The Senate today is poised to pass the 21st Century Cures Bill. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The bipartisan bill speeds government approval of drugs, bolsters biomedical research, and includes funding for Vice President Joe Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Senate Republican Whip John Cornyn says that's not all.
This represents the first significant reform of our mental health delivery system in perhaps 20, 25 years.
The bill won overwhelming support in the House and during a test vote in the Senate, and final passage is all but certain. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
It was 75 years ago today that Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Emma Vary was a little girl living in Hawaii at the time.
We could see the airplanes flying and bombing, you know.
And the black smoke.
And the black smoke, yeah, and the fires.
Today's survivors will gather to honor the more than 2,300 service members who were killed. Officials say they're looking at the possibility that a refrigerator or other appliance caused that fire in a warehouse in Oakland. Meanwhile, Fire Chief Teresa Deloach Reed says search and rescue has continued their work now after a faulty wall was shored up.
The parapet has been secured. We have companies there now that are working, that are still doing the search and recovery.
The building was converted into artist studios and illegal living spaces. More news at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein could be forced to pay the entire cost of Michigan's statewide recount under a bill being advanced in the state legislature.
A committee in the Republican-controlled House approved the measure, which would require any candidate who loses by more than 5 percentage points to pay the entire cost of the recount. Those candidates now pay $125 per precinct, which in Stein's case is almost $1 million. State election officials have said the recount may cost $5 million. The bill would retroactively apply to Stein, and Democrats say that might be unconstitutional.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. Protest organizers say the National Park Service is quashing dissent by blocking access to public space for those who would like to demonstrate during Donald Trump's inauguration next month. The Park Service historically reserves space for use by the inaugural committee. Activists say the denial of protest permits is taking it too far. Breaking news at townhall.com. Syrian rebels have left the last areas they held in Aleppo's old city now, calling for a five-day truce to allow the evacuation of civilians.
We understand that they're withdrawing to other parts, the rebels, that they still control in the southeast region of the city, and there are tens of thousands of civilians still trapped in those last rebel-held districts. Aid officials are preparing for another exodus as families try to flee in what is an increasingly dire situation. Organizations worried about the state of the drinking water, there barely any food left for those people there, and several in a critical medical condition.
That's the BBC's Thomas Morgan. British regulators have fined U.S. drug maker Pfizer and distributor Flynn Pharma a record $113 million for increasing the cost of an epilepsy drug by as much as 2,600%. The authorities say the companies removed Pfizer's brand name from that drug just so they could increase the price. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy. Here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour of eight.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well, and here it is our second hour of our show. Again, on this beautiful December 7th. Again, like Carl said, it is the day of infamy. The famous quote. There's several famous quotes
it's
today.
It's gone in such a circle.
Yes, it really has. So Pearl Harbor, 75 years ago today, of course, we know what happened. It did begin the World War II. And, of course, on another note, Bob Longy, for those 8 o'clock listeners, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Bob. Now, if you're looking at the weather until 9 o'clock this morning, there is a freeze warning. But currently it's 39 degrees, and we are going to have highs of 47, lows of 37. I think you're just one of those kids. Did you ever get slapped by a teacher?
I got paddled several times by
different teachers. I got slapped by a teacher, so I understand.
You got slapped by a teacher?
I did.
Well, no teacher
ever. She apologized
ever.
To my mother, but she came and slapped
this
me in the face.
This is after your mom
this
went over.
This is back in the 60s when I can remember the click of her heels down the coming down the, click, click, click. She had the, coming down the hallway.
Why'd she slap
Mrs. Hazelwood, if you're listening, she's not dead. Mrs. Hazelwood slapped me in the face. Okay, so anyway, Thursday, so you remind me of just like somebody I would probably want to do that to. Thursday to high of 49, low of 44, and Saturday.
Happy birthday to you.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Wait a minute, you slapped me? No, come on.
I'd gouge you.
You gouge me?
I'd gouge you with the pencil.
I'm looking at those nails and I'm shaking.
You know, there's been times that she reached over one day and bit me. She did that. She bit me one day. Okay, home helpers.
You know, that was a nibble, so stop it. All right.
Home helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's a short period of time, like
you have. You feel like it.
Home helpers and Sharon Clark, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year here in town. She has a great business, whether it's short-term in-home care or long-term in-home care. She handpicks the people. They have a background background investigation. They're insured, bonded, everything. She picks the right family, or she picks the right employee for the right family. You can't get any better than home helpers. I would choose them for our parents. That's how good she is. Home helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. Okay, we're here with Hope Seth.
Good morning.
Economic Development Corporation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have such a happy, beautiful smile on your face. Like you, like I embrace the day. I think you probably get up and you're a happy morning person.
After about the second cup of coffee, yes.
Well, here's the thing: it's good news and it's bad news. The bad news is that Hope is moving on from the EDC. She's still hanging there to help until they find the replacement. The good news is that she's going on to another job that she wants, another startup company that's out there and something she wants to do. So that's wonderful. So congratulations and thank you. May I say this from a lot of people that just don't even understand what you did. Thank you for the Shasta Venture Hub and what you did there. That full place that right now is generating job after job after job.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've worked there for 3.5 years, and to see the startup community go from just a handful of companies that we recognized that were technology or that they had an innovative product, and to see that list grow to well over 50, to see startups that are being funded, that are taking on international clients even, it's been a great journey.
I'm telling you right now, and I know Joe because Joe and I, Joe McKenna from it's CloudWise Academy, but it's also Cloud Potential. He's got businesses going back in Tennessee and around here, but the people he's put through a school are working for New York firms. They're doing this. I mean, they're starting out at $25 an hour. Now, tell me you can't live on $25 an hour. Well, maybe it's, you know. But $25 an hour for starting out for a new guy, I think it's pretty good. But this is the kind of things that are out there, these kind of jobs. And he told people that at the beginning. You can step into jobs that pay you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year out there. And this is the Venture Hub that's acting as that little incubator for all this kind of jobs or businesses there.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm really – one of the things I'm really glad as I leave is that it's full. We actually, our offices are all taken with startup companies. We have 16 members. We still have room for co-working members that want to come and just use the space monthly, but we're full. You know, to see the startup community, too, has really matured in that there's other people out there now doing things that are startup-related and helping startups, not just the Shasta EDC and Venture Hub. So that actually is a sign that there's opportunity, that other people see that opportunity, they're taking on those things. And I think that there's just a really great team in place now to keep running forward with it.
Is there a website, like people are driving, they're off to work, they hear the show, they may miss a piece of the conversation. Is there a website somebody can go and find the community you're talking about?
Yeah, so we do have a website called the Shasta Venture Hub. That's for more information on the facility and what we do. There's also a website called startupreading.com, and that lists a little bit more about the overall startup community in this area. It lists companies that are here. It lists events that we do in the startup community. So that's a great site. And social media is probably one of our best ways of interacting with us is through Startup Reading and the Shasta Venture.
And there's been some angel networking, from what I understand. There's an angel network that has gone out for some startup companies that have been helping with seed money.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's our Shasta Angels, which is a local angel investment group. They're going to put in money to companies that are very early stage. They would not be eligible for bank financing. It's you know, a little bit earlier stage, a little more riskier. We have about 17 or 18 businessmen and women in the community who are part of that group. They have funded 7 companies that have produced over 150 jobs. They've invested $1.5 million about. So it's they're an active group, and
one and
really
a half million, 150 jobs, plus getting companies off the ground.
Yeah, we didn't have that a few years ago here.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
We have to take a quick break. And we're here with Hope Seth from the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. I'm going to talk to you about something that's caused a lot of buzz lately when it comes to building and jobs. When we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Network, Veterans Challenge. That's right. The gift of a free satellite service to an active military family this winter. For every 10 new service B&T Satellite company receives, they'll be setting up service for an active military family in our community for a full free year of service. Not only that, but as veterans, if you've got service and with Dish, and that for everyone you refer, you get $100, and they get $100 off. So you get $100 off your bill. And you think about that. That's probably your bill for the month. And you can do this, I think, up to 10 times a year. Now, B&T Satellite, locally owned, locally operated. Doug Tooley and his kids were just in here the other day talking about it. They've got these deals going on. He is a veteran, and he wants to do things for veterans. So we want to stay local, buy local. Don't got dial the 800 number. Dial B&T Satellite Dish Network at 241-3474. Stop by their office at 1007. That's 1007 Dana Drive. All right, we'll be right back with Hope Seth. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on Free Fire Radio.
Cascade Theater is throwing a silver screen Christmas party, and you're invited Friday, December 16th. Doors open at 6 with live music, dancing, a Christmas sweater contest, themed drinks, and a visit from Santa, followed by the ultimate holiday film, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. The film starts at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets and information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors. The Original Clock, located at 1250 Hartnell. The only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading. And Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Palouse, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Yreka. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Had somebody pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Everybody, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday.
Omaha Steaks.
Omaha Steaks. Okay. You know what? You not can get a better deal than Omaha Steaks. No, they sent us a package. We told you about it. We gave away a package to one of our listeners. And now, for Christmas, if you go to omahasteaks.com,
it's a huge value.
You can get this $300 package for $49.99. It's a 77% off. Now, but you can only get it in a certain way. One, you've got to go to omahasteaks.com. You have to go up and enter the code CL, you know, Carl, Linda, CL in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. What do you get? Filet mignons, top sirloins, boneless pork chops, chicken breast, kielbasa sausage, 8 kielbasa sausage. I love those. 4 burgers, all beef, 12-ounce package of all meat beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets. Why am I saying that? Because that's part of this. And you need to know what you get for the $49.99. And if you think about it, you can use this as a present. Do you have people who like meat in your family? So and you're trying to find the right gift, send them a package of this from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Again, enter the code CL, Carl Linda, but just use CL in the search bar and add the family gift pack for 77% savings. You're not going to do any better than this. We have it. We love it. We may just, you know what, we may order another one for ourselves now. Okay. Hope Seth is here with us.
Good morning.
We only have her for a few more minutes because she's going out for a experience of a lifetime. An experience of a lifetime. She's, you know what?
You can always talk about it.
Hope Seth said to me, she says, I'd rather have a root canal than be on this show. Oh, wait a minute. I have a root canal. And she's still on the show.
Yes.
Ooh.
Good thing I came on before, right?
Trust me. Afterwards, we would have talked about things. You would have talked about things people would try to figure it out for weeks because, you know, the stuff they give you for that. Anyway, okay. The EDC, and we were talking just about quickly about, and I've already talked about it, is what was going on in Mississippi in the Golden Triangle. And when I talked to the personal assistant of Joe Max, and she says, oh, California. And that's all she said. That, unfortunately, impacts on us.
It does.
California.
It does. Oftentimes, when we have gone to conferences and seminars, we're site selectors are those who work for maybe large corporations to help find an ideal location for their expansion or their manufacturing. They comment frequently on California and the difficulty of doing business here. However, that's one reason why the EDC has chosen not to focus on by the way, Tony, you have to have Tony on here because he's going to be able to speak to this much better.
It's not that we haven't tried.
I know. He didn't get in until midnight last night. I tried to get him here this morning. But, you know, they we are targeting companies that are already in the state of California.
Right.
They're already doing well. They already can operate within their means here. But maybe that they're having challenges down in the Bay Area. Maybe they're getting priced out. Maybe they're looking for a lower cost kind of option. Or maybe they want to expand. Maybe there are companies that want to expand to the West Coast, and so they're looking here. But we're targeting very specific companies in the Bay Area. We have seen more activity of those companies coming up here, looking at this region, than we have in the 3 years I've been here. So I'm very optimistic. I think as the economy continues to grow and expand, we'll just see more of that. Mm-hmm. And even at the state level, you know, we get project proposals that come down from the state. So oftentimes if a big company is looking to locate in the state of California, because there are incentives, there are programs to help companies, they will send that to us here in Shasta County and say, please submit different sites that could work for this company. And we've seen several of those this year. So I'm very optimistic. I think we're going to see one of those land here in the next 6 months.
So do you know something we don't know?
You'll have to talk to Tony about that.
First of all, you know a lot that we don't know. But, you know, and I'm not trying to be a naysayer because you know what a cheerleader I am for Redding and this whole area is that, we've all been hearing that. You know, and we, you know, okay, these three, and I don't think people realize that for a business, especially a big business,
to put something somewhere, it will take years for them to figure it out, you know, where they want to land. So, I mean, and you could have an impact on something that happens in Europe, impacts on the business that wants to come here. And because they're, especially if they're international.
Absolutely. And that's why the public doesn't hear about all the activity and the things we're doing, because it is so fluid and things can change and they can take a long time. I mean, we had one project that would have brought in 500 jobs, international company. Everybody would recognize their name. And just like you said, they had things in another part of the world that impacted, and then it gets delayed for 2 years or it may not even happen. And so
because of that,
we really wait until we have something that is pretty solid and ready to announce.
Okay, Hope, if you could do anything, I mean, you say, okay, right here in Redding in Shasta County, you know, Anderson and Shasta County, what would you do to bring in, okay, and realizing that we're all in California, what was the one thing you would do that you think would actually really bring in somebody? One or two things. If you were, you know, like king or queen and say, okay, this is what we're going to do, what would it be?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, my work has really been on the startup side of looking at startup companies and what that needs and the ecosystem there. And, you know, in those situations, the culture is very important. Having cultural Rachel Hatch recently wrote an article on Sunday called Cultural Prosperity. And there is something about a culture that is attractive to people. It's not the only thing. When you're dealing with manufacturing companies, they're looking for cost, they're looking for labor, they're looking for those things. But when we're going to create an entrepreneurial community where we have people that come in that start their businesses, or maybe they are freelancers, but they want to move their families here and live here and do their business from here, culture becomes a big piece of that. Another big piece of that is internet and fiber connectivity. In fact, connectivity is probably, I would say, in this era of business, is probably the most important thing. So, and with that comes the airport. I just remembered. I would say if I could do one thing that would overall impact our region on a business level, is that we would have additional carriers into
LA.
Into Redding.
Yeah.
Or to and from Redding.
Right. Mm-hmm. To and from Redding into LA.
Yes.
On a regular basis, because
if we had an east-west connection as well as a north-south, then I think that would make a big difference here from a business. Business people have to get in and out.
And that's true. And they don't want to wait 3 hours.
And we're still having problems with the limited amount of flights that are coming in with delays and people not making their connections. So we want to encourage those companies to come to Redding where we can. That will definitely help with the growth of our companies.
Right.
And just on those
delays, we keep very close to the airport and to the airlines to find that out. And actually, they're very in line with other places in terms of the amount of cancellations and those things. And they've been improving.
They have been.
They have been improving, and it looks like they're probably going to add a third United flight next year. So, you know, there's some progress. Like I said before, that was also a great Tony conversation, because he is right in the middle of talking to the airlines. And
well, that million dollar fund is still out there, isn't it?
Yes, the airline travel bank.
Right. And so if somebody comes in from L.A. or another, you know, something, a new airline coming in from L.A., there's $1 million there just to use. How much longer do we have you? You have to be someplace in 15 minutes. It takes you probably that long, right?
No, it's downtown. It'll take me five.
Okay, so we can keep you a little bit longer then. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique.
Well, one of my favorite places to go, in fact, I probably will head over there today. Of course, when you're looking for the girl gift, the special girl gift, I have a couple, you know, like sisters at heart that I need to send things to. So I want to just look for their, you know, they've got little fabulous trinkets and jewelry. And not only that, you know, they've got, if you're looking for something, the holidays coming up, but holidays are here, you have parties to attend, parties to go to, hostess gifts. Anyway, from head to toe, and the gals there will help you size things up. You can do a wish list, ladies, by the way, if you want to go in and do a wish list so your husbands don't knock their heads up against the wall and trying to figure out what to get you for Christmas.
And then you just get another rifle.
And a lot of people get engaged and married around Christmas time, too, as well. So there's all kinds of things. Dandelion, they are located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292 or just go see them. The Brighton, Miss Me Jeans, the largest home of selection of Brighton in the North State. Amazing.
39 degrees going up to 47 today. Looks like rain starting to come in our forecast. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Tell me that's just not beautiful classic.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Wow. Okay.
That's recorded cool. For a 1977 television special that unfortunately Bing passed before it was aired.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. He doesn't.
He looks great.
Yeah, and so two greats there, David Bowie and Bing Crosby. You know, I've been listening to traditional holiday music on our dish, and it's been really fun because there's stuff that you don't really wouldn't. It's a mix. So anyway, we've really enjoyed that. Been listening to it the last couple nights as we've been entertaining our friends, and it's been really nice to have the house decorated. We've been in the Christmas spirit this year. Totally in the Christmas spirit, and it's
about surrounded by a peacock Christmas.
It's there's
Elk
a little
killer.
Love.
Elk Killer and I walk through. We look around.
She's okay. So tired. She just goes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's time to get a haircut for me. And I tell you what, it's the only place in the world that I will go and get a haircut. is Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is absolutely a fine place. As Bob said, when he was in here surrounded by three women during one of the shows, the Clark, and Gene King, he said there was so much estrogen in here, he had to go down and sit in the barbershop for an hour.
And get his beard trimmed.
I just said I was in here with three alphas.
Alpha. Oh, yeah, alphas. Definitely. Hey, by the way, speaking of, it's Pearl Harbor Day, as we know that, the 7th, and SOS, which is one of Carl's favorites, going to be served all day at Classic Cafe to honor our Pearl Harbor Day.
If you've not had SOS at the at the Classic Cafe.
And staying over a little bit before she goes to her her major appointment today.
Hope Seth. Okay, Hope. The of course, the Venture Hub now is a huge success. Now, we're hearing that these people that are buying, or the people that are buying the police station right behind us and the McConnell Foundation getting together, one of the things they're talking about is another Venture Hub, or a type of a business startup place, not to compete really with a Venture Hub out here, which is probably more tech-related. But they're also talking about another little incubator here.
Yeah, isn't that great? Isn't it great that we would be able to support? We would be able to support multiple ventures like that here.
I from the day we came on this program, we talked about the city of Reading, and I give it up totally on the city of Reading doing this. But what's going on now? We're providing office spaces, electricity, help, mentorship, and to help people get started here, and done it through the EDC and now private ventures. That's the only way it's going to work. Our leadership in our city, at least up to now, has lost the ball on it.
You know, I think that there are certain things that are done best by the private sector.
Yes.
And, I believe this is one of them. I think entrepreneurship is done best through the private sector, and I think we see that happening. And sometimes it does help to have a seed or have a catalyst or have something that helps can spark and spur it on. But I think what we're seeing now is our community. It's about the people who are here. You can't do anything without people. If we didn't have them here, if we didn't have their ideas, if we didn't have their talent, it doesn't matter how much want to the city would. You know, it takes the people, it takes them. So.
Well, and what happens is the people need to sweep the government right along with it. In other words, okay, this is going on, government. You know, you guys need to go on here. And one of the things that Adam McElvain ran on was a fiber optic cable. Start it small and then let it build with businesses like this. And do it downtown. Now, downtown could be the beginning of, I think, with the new projects they have going on down there, and this one gets off the ground here with this new another incubator here, having a fiber optic cable downtown that can be exploited for bringing in businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
We're crazy not to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not. Sometimes I think we. It's a folly to think that there's one silver bullet that's going to magically make something happen. And the truth is, it's a whole bunch of little things that people take ownership of and they bring it about. And I think that's what we're seeing. And connectivity, like I said, is a very important part of business today. And so wherever we can be connected, I believe that's how the startup community and how entrepreneurship, it's not just about resources on how to write a business plan and how to do your marketing. That's helpful. But it's the community and the connectivity of, someone who has that experience who can, you guys go out to coffee and talk. And it's that type of connectivity in the community that I think is allowing it to flourish.
And I think it will continue to flourish if we allow it to, if people keep pushing like this.
Can I add a point about our city government here? I have found that they have been tremendous cheerleaders of the startup community. You know, they are an investor in the EDC. They've been a big part of helping us get, and we have seen nothing but support from the startup community from our city government.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. That's the only thing, though.
Like I said, they're investors in the EDC.
Okay,
But as long as they're not putting roadblocks up, then all, you know, we're fine. But you're right, though. This has got to come from the private individuals, the private concerns, because they're better at it than government. Because government doesn't have to be good at business. Mm-hmm. They have a never-ending stream of money that comes into them. And if they don't, you know, and if, oh, well, we don't have money for that, well, we're not going to do it, but we're still going to pay everybody, mm-hmm. you know, and ourselves every 2 weeks.
Have you had a chance to have Larry Volpel in yet?
Larry's been on once, but it's time to come in again.
Larry, you know, and maybe he came on in the beginning.
Right
but
the beginning.
To see what he's accomplished in such a short amount of time, you know, his motto is, we're here to serve the business community are our clients. And he has been just implementing a lot of different things to help shape the culture of how does our city government serve the business community, not just put up roadblocks or hurdles. And I heard him speak last week or 2 weeks ago, and was just really impressed. I would encourage you guys to have him back on.
Because he was on the right there, right at the beginning. He was bringing in books that he wanted everybody to read about, you know, positive attitude and helping people. Now, with that in mind, I've also, you know, he's got to change decades, if not centuries, of a way that people have done things. And I know it hasn't been easy. And I know that there's changes going on down there. But we need to have Larry Volpel back, because we were just talking about him the other day. And, you know, so it's time for that. And I know that he did make some changes. That when he heard one of the reasons people weren't getting permits, he just looked around the room and he said, that's it? That's why? And they said, yeah. And he said, okay. Come back tomorrow, and then people got the permit.
Yeah, we have to, you know, I feel like it's so important when we try to move forward and we're trying to invent a future we want here.
Yeah.
It's so important to not hold so tightly to the way things have been and to the failures that we've had. And sometimes things can change, and if we're still holding on to the way it has been or what we know was a bad situation or a bad experience, we can actually distort reality, that where that's not actually reality, but we think it is because we're still holding on to that. And so I think it's great to kind of keep looking at things with
it's
fresh eyes.
Time to say hello to the things you don't know and goodbye to the things you do.
Right.
That's right. I mean, that's just out of Faulkner, by the way. Faulkner was that one of his books. And you have to run.
Unfortunately, I do. I would much rather stay here with you guys.
We'd much rather you do, too. So
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You know, it's part of those things you need to have done if you've got a...
Just remember, if you're a...
Something
sister,
needs
if
to be
sister,
fixed,
if your
sister go to the best.
If your sister didn't make him cry in the stand, you should be okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And maybe after the new year, I can come back and
love
talk
it.
To you a little bit
about the new thing.
It's really great. It's a connection better between education in our community, how we're educating our children and our students to the business community. And what does the business community have to offer and be engaged? And I think it's going to be real exciting, some of the things that are happening here lately.
I tell you what, we'll have you and some of the incubators over for Pasole.
Ooh.
We'll talk about those kind of things.
All right.
Have a great holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.
And,
Merry Christmas.
And I'm sure everything will be fine today.
Thank you.
Take care, dear.
Hey, everybody. Okay. Just, you know, moving on here. Some of the things we were talking about. Time Magazine picked Trump as Person of the Year.
Person of the Year.
Now, is that a surprise?
I know. I mean, I really know. I know that they've had very controversial people that you would think this is just complete outrage, some of the people they've had on the cover of Time. I'm surprised they didn't put Kaepernick.
Well, I bet you what. I tell you what. I bet he was in the running for it. I bet he was. But they've had people under like Hitler. Who else? Hitler, Gandhi.
Ayatollah Khomeini.
Ayatollah Khomeini.
Because these are doesn't mean they're not saying good or bad. They're just saying the person has had the most impact on
Stalin.
The world. Stalin. And so Trump has had a huge impact.
Twice.
Stalin twice?
Yeah.
Oh. FDR ever on there?
Yes.
FDR. Okay.
Dwight Eisenhower, Truman, Churchill twice. I'm running down the list real quickly. Khrushchev.
Okay.
Nikita Khrushchev. And let's see.
Castro?
Here.
Castro ever on it?
I do not see. I haven't stumbled across Castro yet. Nixon was on the list twice.
Okay.
King Faisal of Saudi Arabia, who is Anwar Sadat, Deng Xiaoping.
Okay.
And the computer.
The computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing is that Trump already has had an impact. Now, let me give you one other example of an impact he's had. The selection of James Mattis for Secretary of Defense. What he has just signaled to everybody with Mattis is he didn't take a policy wonk like Ash Carter out of the and make him the as Secretary of Defense. He took a warrior, a man who has said things that is like, you know, they've gotten people, oh, wow, that's pretty aggressive. You're damn right they're aggressive. And the point is that Trump just made a statement to the world that we are going to protect ourselves and protect our interest. We are done with this social experimentation in the military. We're here for one reason. Secretary of Defense is there for one reason, protect our borders, protect our people. And the fight against ISIS is going to pick up, I can guarantee you. And there's going to be changes in the military. There's going to be big changes in the military. And some of the things that are going to happen. One of the things they're going to change, and this is what Trump is, and he's already telegraphed that, is how they do business in acquiring things, i.e. Boeing, whose stock, by the way, went down after he said this is way too much money, to spend $4 billion on the Air Force One. But the way they do business, the way they procure things is just sometimes is just sad. Because you have to go out for so long, and you've got to go out to all these different makers, and you've got to do all these things that cost literally hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, you've been in the belly of that beast.
I've been in the belly of that beast. I tell you what, I've run projects that were in the millions, the tens of millions of dollars. And I know where this comes from and how you do it. But luckily, when we were running it, we were running in a it's got to be done by a certain date type thing, and we were doing it wasn't a cost plus. I tell you, cost plus will kill you because people will tell you, oh, it's going to be $5 million. Well, plus another $15 million because we're doing software patches. Mm-hmm. I mean, a software patch. Oh, what's a software patch? About $1 million. I mean, I don't care what it is, but what's a software patch? About $1 million.
Feeding at the trough.
Man, I tell you. So, but this is a change. What he has told the world is, I've got a warrior monk in there whose whole life has been devoted to strategy and leadership and protecting our country. If you don't think that was a big statement, I mean, everybody's looking at this going, oh.
Now, his son, you know, in the news today, he had a son that was in the transition team who's been fired.
Trump's son?
No, Mattis.
Mattis's son?
There was a Facebook post that Mattis has a bear skin in his living room. It's not dead. It's just scared to move.
And you're going to hear that. You're going to hear things like that. Is the night, you know, the dark has a nightlife because of Mattis, you know. All right. And you're going to hear more than that. Okay. We've got to take a break
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. I had that confused with one of the other executives.
Yeah, it wasn't Mattis. He's never been married.
Okay. Duh.
Now,
sorry.
If he has a son, I mean, we're not going to talk.
All right. No.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know what? It's Christmas, and Linda, Espresso Joe's, and the things they have over there, the pumpkin spice lattes, the
coffee Kringle, double chocolate.
What?
They've double chocolate coffee. They've kind of like a Kris Kringle coffee, and they got four specialty coffees that I was telling our friends about it last night. Great hostess gifts. Just ordered them in fresh. Running specials on it for Christmas. Plus, walk-in humidor, they've got the grab bags. You know, the cigar grab bags. Those are specialties. And there's like buy three and get one kind of thing, you know. So, anyway, so it's really, check it out. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming
in Northern
California.
It's hear those sleigh bells ding-a-ling, ring-ding, ding-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you blue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? It's 39 degrees right now, going up to 47 with the rain moving in here. It's going to be a low of 42 tonight. And the weather's going to be like this for the next few days. Is your house warm? Is it as warm as it should be? Are your air filters clean? Are the air ducts open and working? How would you know unless you have an expert look at it? Somebody like from Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his company, a veteran-owned business which has been best in the North State for several times, and could be best in the North State every time because that's how good they are. Whether it's air conditioning or heat, they're the ones to go to. They are our – they, you know what? Without reservation, we recommend them for everything.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We've talked a lot about false news on Facebook.
Is this got to do with the lens?
As a matter of fact, yes, because supposedly this week, the entire of the U.S. was going to, I don't know if you saw this story, was going to be plunged into this horrible deep freeze, 40 degree below normal temperatures and all that. You notice it's not happening.
Well, of course.
Because when I saw the story the first time, I went to my expert meteorologist and I said, yeah, you buying into this? And she looked at it and she says, no, this is what's called an anomaly model. And these people who do run a denial site seized on just this one piece of data and said, aha, you see, which is the same thing that the climate change people do.
Yeah.
They cherry pick the data. In this case, it was the other side of the coin. It's such a complex thing, but climate is what you expect. Weather is what you get.
Okay. And when you get this weather, you could have Alliance Heating and Air right there to fix it for you. Again, without reservation, we recommend Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, listeners, the hundreds of thousands of you out there, we have a box here at 1326 Market Street. It's Toys for Tots. We want you to come in, bring in unwrapped toys, and let's fill this box up. It doesn't have to be expensive toys. And just think of it, for helping to have children to have a good Christmas. We're going to start putting stuff in there, and we're going to start asking all of our guests to come in and bring stuff in there. But we'd like our listeners to come in, take 5 minutes. When you're in a store, just pick up a teddy bear, pick up a game, pick up something like that. You could go to the dollar store, okay? They have some stuff there for games and everything. And come in, and let's just fill this let's fill the box up right here in the front. It's the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. If I can ask everybody to do that until we fill it up, and then I'll get off your my soapbox and telling you that this is something that's good to do. Okay, what else? Redding Rancheria.
Oh,
and
Wind yes,
River, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Breaking news.
Well, and they're building a new casino on I-5. And this, you know, I've seen the plans. Now, you know, frankly, I've known about this for a while. I was asked not to talk about it. And so, but when you see the concept of what they want to do, it's absolutely beautiful. Okay, so what are they going to do with the other with the casino they have now? Well, they're making a health center.
That's great.
Out of that whole area there, including, I mean, we're talking about gardens, healthy living that people will have. We'll talk about diet, exercise, and all this. It's not just going to be here's a pill. And for members of the Rancheria there. But the whole concept here is going to bring thousands of jobs, and it's going to have all of that to do. Anyway, let's go to the phones to one of our favorite people, Indian Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning,
buddy. Good morning, folks. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, man, long time no see. You know what? We saw the Long Rider, and it didn't have you on it.
That's right. I sold it to Daryl Hartman.
No. You
yes,
sold it?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I sold it. He said I could use it anytime I want, but I'm taking a hiatus right now. I just sold my bike and sidecar last weekend, and
I'm doing a little shuffle,
but it's all good. It's all good. I just wanted to call you guys and wish Bobby a happy birthday and wish you guys a Merry Christmas and the best to you.
Well, Dave,
I know that I miss being
person.
There, I'll tell you that.
Well, we miss
we
you.
We miss you. I mean, maybe 2017 you may think about coming back because we, you know, I mean, where's the Saturday morning without you guys on to talk about swap and sell and search and rescue and all the other good stuff that you got? We really miss that.
What's a week without having the FCC call us about your show? Come on.
That's right.
They call up on Monday mornings. I get a phone call. Carl. Now, Ernie and Dave, do you know what they said this weekend? And I went, and I go, no, Phyllis, I don't know what they said this weekend. I have a pretty good idea, though. And then so, you know, so we're on a first-name basis, the FCC.
Yeah, well, you should.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing?
Are you calling somebody here?
Somebody's calling somebody, aren't they? I guess it was me. I guess it was me.
Somebody picked up the other phone in the house and started to make a call. Didn't realize you were on the radio. Oh, my goodness.
That's par.
Yeah, it's par.
Hey, we love you guys. We're listening. And
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
we
to
love you.
We
too, man.
We wish you the best, okay?
All right, man. You take care.
All right.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Indian Bye. Dave and
some people go, oh, how could you call him Indian Dave? Well, because
he's an Indian and he calls himself Indian
Dave. Yeah, and it's
his call sign.
And you know what?
I mean, you could call him
we did
Native
ride
American
with him.
Dave.
But, you rode with him. I rode in the back of your bike. But, I mean, one of the great memories of my life was riding next to in the back of your bike with you, Dave the Indian.
And Bruce Compton.
And Bruce. And the three of us at the stop sign. We just had gone on a Patriot Guard ride.
Yeah.
And we came back and I just looked and I was so in that moment.
Yeah. That, by the way, that casino property that you mentioned.
Yeah.
This is not the first time that piece of dirt has been in the news. 14 years ago, there was a big controversy because the city of Reading was involved with a land purchase deal of what was then known as the Strati property, just south of that Hilton Hotel. And the problem was that REU funds, that this money that they had sitting in an account, were used to finance the deal. And that was a big stinkeroo. So these problems with Reading Electric are nothing new. It was a big stinkeroo if you look back, and you can look up the story.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the plans that Gary Hayward and his staff have for this area is going to be beautiful. I don't want to talk out of turn here, but we're talking about theaters, amphitheaters. We're talking about things there. It's going to be a great entrance into Reading as you're coming in, and then you got Costco in that general area right there too. I mean. The place, and the only thing we have to do is really push out there.
Right. And on another couple notes here, prayers, holding your prayers today, the families of the fire victims in Oakland.
Oh, my gosh. 36 people.
They were tweeting and texting their parents saying, Mom, I'm going to die.
Because they were trapped in that fire.
They were trapped. And I just, for those people in the holiday season, please put those people in your prayers. Also, Chicago, records of snowfall since 1940. They've matching the records from 1940. Amazing. So anyway, just keeping your prayers and your thoughts about those people right now around the world. You know, we've had the plane crashes, and we've just had just a lot of tragedies. And maybe it's because we're reading the internet all day long, while we're on the show. But just be thoughtful today about what other people may be going through. So a little bit more patience in your drive, and a smile for somebody, and maybe a hand for somebody who can't get up on the curb, or just have love and joy in your heart. Be grateful. Okay. Show gratitude today.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark and myself will take on the world. Remember, it's the bad guys against the good guys. Be a good guy.
And news from Town Hall brought to you now by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's over. Authorities in Oakland, California declaring an end to recovery efforts at the scene of the deadly warehouse fire. The final death toll, 36.
As of right now, we have identified 35 of the 36 victims, so we have only one unknown. And of those 35, we have made notifications to 30 of those families, and we are currently in the process of notifying the other five.
Alameda County Sheriff Sergeant J.D. Nelson. President-elect Trump wants Iowa's Republican governor to be the next U.S. ambassador to China, and it looks like Carrie Branstad is ready to take the job. That word from a senior official on the Trump transition team. They have a jury. The 12 jurors who will hear the death penalty trial of 22-year-old Dylan Roof have been seated. They'll decide whether the white man...